said to her, I'm in trouble and pain, every day's the same, I need help from you. She said to him, set your sail towards home, for the light I shine is reflecting you. And he sailed o'er the sea with the sun in the sky, and the moon came round and the clouds rolled by. Every day he looked out, set his heart on her, lighten up my mind, purify my soul. I call to you, amazing grace, lay these burdens down before you. See all of me, all of me, all of me, all of me, oh. He said out loud, I want you to be my lighthouse, guiding me home and free. In the darkest night, I can look towards you, find comfort in the light. The reply he heard is, the light I shine is reflecting the light of you all the time. The light of me is the glory of you. If I'm a lighthouse, you're a lighthouse too. I call to you, amazing grace, lay these burdens down before you. See all of me.
The pranic transition is the process of moving from dependency towards freedom. The pranic transition is the process of going from lower consciousness to higher consciousness. The pranic transition is the process of moving from body towards the soul. It is a process of going from carbon-based being to light-based being. It is a process of moving from solid to liquids, and from liquid to gases. It's a process of moving from dense to light, from gross to the subtle. It is a process of understanding our own deepest sanskars, the cravings, the urges, the addictions, the habits, the compulsions. So from the last many days, we are seeing different aspects of pranic living, of pranic consciousness, to re-establish the pranic flow within the system and to enter into that state of supersensuous bliss. We have seen 3 days of raw challenge. Now the next step is moving towards liquids. We are liquid beings. The more the solid you put into the system has to overwork. And power is used in that work. And one of the important steps towards pranic living is to convert everything you eat into liquids. That is known as liquidarian lifestyle. You began the journey from non-veg to veg, from veg to vegan, from vegan to raw vegan. After staying on raw vegan for a long time, then you move towards liquids. Or fruitarian, sproutarian, juicearian, different names with little differences. And now you understand that you need to keep on playing with fruits, with juices, with vegetables, with seeds, with nuts, with nut milks. This is a major part of transition. You understand that even this is becoming heavy. So now you want to use your higher powers more. So for that reason, you don't want to tax the system with too much of fiber. It's a journey from fiber to juices. Fasting is different. Pranic living is different. Fasting, there is a sense of denial, refusal, little pain. Pranic living is all about joy. There is a starting point, no end point. You start deriving nutrients from other sources that we have already seen. Prana is now your source of nutrition and not food. So you want to substitute food by prana. That is pranic nutrition, living on light. But the process should be gradual. And one of the important steps towards this process is relying on producers. The debate and the controversy in the medical field will go on whether to eat whole fruit or juice. Juices are definitely devoid of fiber. Fruits have got fiber. Some people advocate this, some advocate that. But we are not going into that controversy or that debate. Our purpose is something higher. It is not getting rid of some disease or to have detox or to have weight loss. This triple are not our purpose. Our purpose is higher consciousness. Our purpose is freedom. Our purpose is soul consciousness. So rather than calling it fasting, many people prefer to call it feasting. So it is not fasting, but it is feasting. Feast is enjoying, enjoyment. It's a juice feasting. So you have done 3 days of dry challenge, raw challenge. Now 1 day of juice challenge. So the time begins 5 a.m. till tomorrow 5 a.m. 5 a.m. The time has already started. Till tomorrow 5 a.m. Only juices. There are various types of juices and various methods of juicing, and the best method is cold press, where no electricity is used. You retain all the nutrients. Grinder, mixer, juicer, cold press juicers, hand press juicers. There are different types of juicers. There are different types of juices. Fruit juices. One is green juices. A lot of leaves you can use. Second are vegetable juices. And third are fruit juices. So just see what happens to the body. There are different methods. You can go and read a lot of books on these. How to do this. In today's class, we'll see some of the benefits. What happens? As you know, juices are the best methods of best means of concentrated nutrients. You must have seen there is a mixer and you put something solid and you on it. So a lot of current is needed. Huge energy is required to convert solid to liquids. So body also needs a lot of energy to convert from solid to liquids. And we are liquid beings. Why not try sometimes giving only liquids and then see what happens. So, green juices, lot of greens. Green juices are known as green blood. They contain green chlorophyll. Sun trapped. There are so many. For example, leaves. The first is leaves. You can use leaves of spinach leaves, mint leaves, coriander leaves, palak, pudina, methi, anything which is green in color with added amla. So you can convert green juices and have a lot of green juices. Green juices and enemas. These are the two methods for detoxification of the body. Second is vegetables. Green juices also include wheatgrass. Anna Wigmore, she did so many experiments, though she's rather gave up a whole her life for experimenting on wheatgrass. She had come to India and she was in Tata Hospital. And so many experiments were done on cancer patients. And one of her students or batchmates is present right now in Mount Abu near Gansarovar. the lady who is there, she is the batchmate of Anna Wigmore. So wheatgrass you can go for. The third is vegetables, all vegetable juices, cucumber, gourd. All this you can take help of. There are so many vegetables. Pumpkin, white pumpkin, yellow pumpkin, lauki, petha. So, a lot of vegetables you can take use. And then fruit juices. So many fruits are available. So many colorful, tangy, beautiful, tasty. You just have to experiment. Whatever that is available, regional, seasonal, natural. Don't process them, don't heat them. Take as they are. So, a lot of juicing you can do. Carrot juice, beet juice, apple juice, celery juice, lemon juice. Beet juice, so many are there. You can do various combinations. Coconut water, so many. Pranic journey is about playing. You keep on playing. Sometimes you go for water fasting, just water, and you realize the importance of water. Because in one of the classes we had seen, the second class on water, bless the water, charge the water, love the water, understand what water, what is connection of mind and water. So you can go for water fasting. Sometimes you can go for coconut and coconut water fasting. Sometimes you can go for fruit and juicing. Sometimes you can go for vegetables. Sometimes you can go for greens. And then see what happens. Sometimes you can go for raw, solid. So keep on playing with all these things. It's all about playing. So what happens when you go for juice? Today we'll see about that. There are 16 benefits they are given here. It helps in removing dead cells from the body. Our body has so many dead cells. And juices are the best cleansers. They remove all the dead cells. There was a lady, a girl who was on orange juices for 6 months. And she was suffering like anything before. That example is given in Hotima Hilton's book, The Higher Consciousness, Man's Higher Consciousness. You can go and read. The young girl, she was hurt when somebody called her granny because she looked so old. And suffering from so many diseases and increased body weight and not getting cured and so many prescriptions of so many drugs and their side effects. Ultimately, she came to doctor and then the doctor put her on 1 week of orange juice. She felt so good. She thought, let me extend, and she extended it for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks. And this way she was for 6 months only on orange juice. And orange juices are the best for a mono diet. So the first advantage of juicing is it removes dead cells from the body. One. Second, it helps in bringing nutrient balance because juices are concentrated nutrients. So when you provide your body with juices, all the nutrients body need, body gets. But one more important thing, how do you drink? That is more important than what you drink. If you just drink it in half minute, you don't get much benefits. Conscious drinking is must. Drink it with a spoon and small spoon. Drop it once you have drunk one teaspoon. Lift again and then drink. You can use straw, wooden straws. Don't eat or drink plastics. Pranic living is about moving towards plastic-free world. So any food, any drink which is touched by plastic, gradually get rid of all that. All plastics in your kitchen. Bottles, containers. Rather use steel, rather use aluminium. Anything like that. But gradually you get rid of all the plastics. So, whilst you drink, sit down and drink. Second, conscious drinking. Charge the juice whilst drinking. Think of the benefits of that juices. Think of the nutrient value of that juices. Sense of gratitude. Thank God. Thank that tree. You drink with mindfulness, alertness, watchfulness, with soul conscious state. And see that drink filling your system with love, with energy, with power. So that is known as conscious drinking. And with the thought that this will satisfy all my needs, whatever my body needs, I am getting from this juice. So this process of drinking should become an act of yoga. This process of drinking should become an act of meditation. Where you want to rush, where you want to go, stop, calm the mind, and convert drinking into meditation. And let it be slow, half an hour, 45 minutes, sometimes 1 hour. Think of knowledge, different points of knowledge. In today's Sakar, Murli Baba has used two words. Your intellect should be broad and far-sighted. Broad intellect. All the nutrients of the whole world are concentrated in this drink. Whatever I need, it is coming from this juice. I don't need grains. I don't need solids. I don't need those cereals. Everything which I need is coming from here. Whatever my body needs, everything I am automatically getting from this. Create such thoughts. Visualization with affirmations. So the second advantage of juicing is nutrient balance. The third, it helps in removing of chemicals, diseased cells and trans fatty acid in the body. Our body is filled with so many toxins. So when I am drinking this juice, my body is getting rid of all those diseased cells, all those trans fatty acids, all those chemicals. Fourth, it helps in removal of damaging drugs and pesticides from the body that enter the blood through atmosphere and food. Whatever food we eat in Kali Yuga that is filled with pesticides and insecticides, even if somebody says I am only on fruits and vegetables, what about the pesticides? What about the insecticides? They still clog the system. So when you drink with the thought that this juice, this fruit juice, this drink is helping me getting rid of all the effects of those pesticides and insecticides and drugs that are entering my body through atmosphere or through food. All the unwanted things. Next, it helps in controlling calorie intake. Fruits are low calorie diet. You drink an apple juice and you drink that your Coca-Cola and Mirinda and all those soft drinks which are so heavily toxin filled, or you eat your burger and pizza and all those French fries and all those oil soaked, oil laden, oil processed, heat cooked, steamed, boiled. They all are inferior to such refreshing juice. So calorie intake. Next, it assists in controlling the level of cholesterol in the body and thus prevents significant heart diseases. So when you juice, automatically your cholesterol comes under control. So you can go sometimes just for pure juices. You don't need anything more than juices. A stage comes when you get rid of hunger. As I said yesterday, there are three categories of people. First, sick people, diseased people. If you ask them, are you hungry? They say, we don't have hunger. We have lost appetite. So you have to give them appetizer, drugs, bottles, syrups, injections, so that appetite comes back. Second are those who are depressed, mentally ill, sick, sorrow, suffering. They don't feel hunger. The third category of people are neither sick mentally or physically, but they are the masters. They have conquered hunger and thirst. That is the stage of Swarajya Adhikari. That is the stage of mastery, self-sovereignty. So juicing is one of the methods towards entering soul conscious stage and mastery. So reducing cholesterol. Otherwise, every day you see reports of Brahmins, you will find more than 50% are suffering from high cholesterol. Lipids are deranged because their calorie intake is very high. The next is it clears spleen, lungs and kidneys. So clearing. Next, it gives the digestive system a much needed rest from the constant work of digestion. That's why the best thing is autophagy. Recently, a doctor got a Nobel Prize for autophagy for his discovery of intermittent fasting. This is the cell in the body. You give it food. Now it needs time for digestion, but before that you give another food, another more and more food. There is no time for digestion and cleaning. So house cleaning work is not done. So that's why a person became diseased, not because you provided nutrient, but because of the overwork the cell has to do. So when you juice, you are providing rest to the digestive system. And after rest, it becomes active. It becomes all the more powerful. Next, improves self-awareness. And then you can understand what to eat and what not to eat, which is the right diet and which is the incorrect diet for me. Next, it increases physical and emotional sensitivity. Because to go on juicing, you have to go out of your comfort zone. So something else happens in the subconscious mind. Because our addiction to food is very, very deep. Its duration is 5,000 years. The addiction to lust is just 2,500 years or vices. The deepest addiction is to what you eat. Then next, increased energy levels. You become confident of your body. You can understand the changes in your body. So best thing is train the body. Train the body. People eat, get up and they start drinking water and so many things. Why you are drinking that? You don't need. Wait. Stay. NBM. Nil by mouth. No food, no water. At least till 8 a.m. Gradually make it 9 a.m. Gradually make it 10, 11, 15, 15 minutes go up and see, okay, today I didn't take anything till 10. Let me now extend it by 15 minutes. So 10, 15, don't take anything. Then 11, then 12, then 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 8 o'clock. Keep on experimenting and see what happens. You become confident. And then gradually you can enter into dry fast and come out of the dry fast without any change. And you are doing all your activities, but you notice something else. Your emotions are coming under control. Your thoughts are coming under control. Mind is off food means it is focused on now soul. It is focused on soul consciousness and God consciousness. Otherwise, the whole day mind is thinking about eating and eating and eating and drinking, eating and drinking and eating and drinking. When you stop eating and you only resort only to drinking, automatically you enter a new stage of soul consciousness. So pranic living is not about eating this or eating that. It's about higher consciousness. Next, reduces water retention. Next, heals chronic diseases. People are suffering from so many diseases and they eat so many drugs. Their home is nothing but a pharmacy. Helps in naturally reducing weight. Whatever, we have two types of weight. True weight, false weight. One is true weight, another is false weight. What we are carrying is false weight. Unless and until you undergo the process of detox, you never know what is your true weight. What you are carrying now, it is nothing but an extra fat, which is not your real weight. And that's why you keep on suffering from so many diseases. Yesterday we saw about detox. In the initial stages, weight loss will happen, but gradually weight gain will happen. And you reach a weight that will be cosmic weight. The cosmos will decide your weight, an ideal weight. Then after reaching that weight, there will not be loss or gain. It will be stable all the time, whether you eat or not eat. That weight one will achieve after some time. Then next, it helps in reducing inflammation of various organs. Juices have anti-inflammatory properties. Juices have anti-inflammatory properties. Lemon juices, orange juices, so many, lime juices. So, as a part of experiment, let's do juicing today. 5 a.m. till 5 a.m. tomorrow. 24 hours. No solid food. You can resort to all sorts of juices. And how do you take? 2-hourly or 3-hourly. If you have never done before, if you have done it, then you don't need much. Ideally 7 times a day or 5 times a day. If you are already doing 5 times a day, you can go for 3 times a day. Those who are already doing 3 times a day, they can go just 2 times, 1 time. And those who are already on juicing for a long time, they can go for dilution now. Yeah? Enema, it depends. If you want, you can take. But it is better to go for enemas. Enemas once a day, twice a day, thrice a day, 4 times a day, 5 times a day. Go with lemon water enema, or you can go for coffee enemas. They are very strong, hot enemas. They will cleanse the system. Your gut is clean, your mind becomes clean. Pure intestine is pure soul. There is a direct connection here and here. Unless and until the gut becomes clean, there is no question of meditation. Rajyoga means clean stomach. Clean stomach means you become strong yogi. The clogged stomach, your mind remains hazy, heavy, dull, and sleepy and drowsy. So there is a direct connection. That's why guts are known as second brains. These are second brains. Clear them, clean them. With green juices, with enemas, with hydrotherapy, with dry fasting, with juicing, with water fasting, with coconut fasting. Everything is linked with meditation. They cannot be removed. So, this is a 24 hours juice challenge. It has already started. Om Shanti. Tvameva mata cha pita tvameva tvameva bandhush cha sakha tvameva tvameva vidya dravinam tvameva tvameva sarvam mama deva deva. Hills and valleys and mountains make me feel one with nature. Deep in the woods I feel like
Make me feel one with nature. Deep in the woods I feel I'm alive. Deep in the woods I feel I'm alive.